This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. Coming up, a cop gets flustered when somebody in a parking lot decides to turn the cop's tactics against him.
This guy was a hero.
this guy was really brilliant.
Yeah. Not the pig, the other guy.
Right. We'll get into that here. It's a nice little treat that Derek J shared with me earlier. So he said it's his favorite cop video ever.
It's pretty funny.
We'll share that one. You can bring up anything. That's the point here. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Chris.
And nobody.
Chris, you wanted to talk about something that's going on in China with facial recognition software being relatively ubiquitous there, apparently. And
it is. Oh, yeah. It's on every street. They're watching you and they're recording who's walking down that street.
It's more than that. Anytime you want to make a purchase, anytime you want to get cash out of the ATM.
Really?
I don't even know if they have ATMs, actually. But, yeah, like anytime you want to make a purchase.
They do have ATMs.
Okay. Well, anyway, it's I know in a lot of these countries, and I don't know specifically about China, but like you can't use cash anymore, and I know China is going that way.
No, come on. What country can you not use cash?
There's a lot of businesses that
won't take
cash.
Name a country where you can't use cash, and I'll bet you a dollar you can get some stuff for dollars there.
So I think Sweden.
Sweden supposedly was going in that direction, but you can still use cash, from what I understand.
It's not that you can't use cash at some businesses, but banks won't even give you cash, from what I understand. In some cases, and yeah, a lot of businesses won't take it either.
It's crazy.
And it's actually interesting because it's for, like, even for critical stuff, like, that the government is selling, they won't take it. And actually, it's not the only place where I've seen government refuse cash. In the United States, I believe there are, like, subways in some places that won't take cash at some subway stops or train stops, or however you want to phrase it, depending on their public transit systems. So you can at, like, maybe the main ones, but not if you're getting on somewhere that is, you know, not one of the more, you know, populated stops or.
But somewhere, wherever they sell that stuff, whatever it is that they use in the system, I'm sure they're taking cash.
Yeah, but, like, if you're trying to get on from, you know, further out on the system, you may not be able to purchase a ticket without using a credit card.
Which makes you wonder, how are homeless people going to get on the train? Because they don't generally have a lot of credit cards. They don't generally have bank accounts.
And yet, what about younger kids, things like that? I don't know. Like, it's one of these things that things have changed so much. I know people are getting, you know, younger people are getting credit cards and things like that nowadays. That just wasn't the case when I was young. But it's a good question.
So what's the news?
So basically, this is a story from abacusnews.com. Facial recognition fails in China as people wear masks to avoid the coronavirus. Face ID fails users as China coronavirus outbreak sparks widespread adoption of surgical masks. So apparently,
which was already not uncommon in Asia, right?
Yeah, but it's extremely common now, like ubiquitous.
Yeah, it's ubiquitous. Yeah. It's by law.
And that's right.
Is it mandatory? And I have not been following this closely, right?
Yeah.
Is it mandatory only in the affected areas of China, or is it nationwide?
I think this is in Wuhan and maybe some surrounding cities.
Okay.
I don't actually.
Whatever that province
Wuhan,
is.
Wuhan, they're keeping people off the streets and dropping disinfectant from.
Right.
Or they say it's disinfectant that they're dropping from helicopters.
So I don't know. Right. And I'm not entirely sure what the rules are when they say when people are not allowed to go on the streets. There clearly are people on the streets. It's just not like huge numbers. It's like scattered.
They're probably government agents.
Well, Wuhan.
It's clearly there was just government agents.
I've seen footage of Wuhan where there is literally nobody in the streets.
Now keep in mind that those are also shots that were taken for that purpose of you know, trying to get go, you know, make it as if it's a ghost city. So you've seen differently. Well, certainly even in those videos, you can see that there's people there driving cars and on the street. It's just not a lot. So it's going to be like a very, very small number of people. But what I'm trying to get at is that there's still people going out and doing things to some degree, even if it's mostly, you know, for, I don't know, like, I don't know exactly who is out there, but I'm just saying there is some. I mean, I think no matter what kind of situation you're going to have, you're going to have some people out there just because there's probably going to be health officials probably or, you know, right. just different types of people that need to move things from one location to another, even if it's like samples or get samples or deliver food, things like that. And that, I think I have read that there are people delivering food for those, like in the United States even, in places that, or of people who have been affected and have, or may have. So it wouldn't be surprising to see the same type of thing happening in Wuhan where, I mean, just think about it. I mean, people still need to eat, right? Are they going to starve to death? No, they're going to, if they can't go out and get food, somebody's still going to have to deliver food, right? Mm-hmm. So there's got to be some, amount of people that are out on the street doing something.
With whatever government approval.
Right.
Yeah. And what I understood is that the government was doing food distribution there, but I don't know if that's the case or not. And of course,
I don't know either.
You know,
but I would imagine
depending on communists for food is rarely a winning strategy, even if they're not really communists anymore.
Yeah, well, there's thousands of people dying in China, so
yeah.
I mean,
and
have there been thousands that have died?
Yeah.
And the thing is, China doesn't...
And that's the report official numbers, not the ones... So there's... Most of the people who are evaluating, like, what's going on are saying that basically China is... The official numbers are way underestimated.
Yeah, they're saying that there are bodies that are being sent directly to the crematoriums without ever being examined, counted, recorded, or anything. So they're just throwing the corpse in the furnace.
Their crematoriums are basically going nonstop, all of them, and based on that and the number of bodies that they can do, like, at a time, they have, like, there's estimates that are basically, you know, that there's no way that these numbers are accurate.
Yeah, and the thing about the Chinese government is it's like we're used to our government where, you know, they have to at least pretend that the power is in the hands of the people. So they're always fear-mongering, okay? China is the opposite. China's always trying to save face. They're always trying to minimize the damage that their government is doing to their country. And this is, you know, most probably a virus that was developed and accidentally released by the Chinese government. Haven't they admitted it now?
I don't think they've gone and admitted it. But what's interesting, actually, is what's really interesting, I think, is that what you see China doing, like what we know they're doing, is clearly indicating that the number of people dying is far greater than anything that they're saying or they're admitting to. But if we look at what's happening outside of China, we're not seeing the same results. Now, there may be reasons for that. For example, their system is overwhelmed in China. So that's probably one explanation. So the recovery rate in the United States, for example, and around the world is much higher than it is in China. But that's kind of interesting because it means that effectively the same thing could potentially happen in the United States and elsewhere if we end up seeing the virus spread faster and overwhelm our healthcare system too, even though the rates are currently lower as far as like the death rates and things like that at this
point. Yeah, I mean, and it's not hard to imagine. I mean, imagine one in every 10 Americans was sick. That's like 30 million people. How many doctors are there in America?
It actually begs the question of could America respond fast enough, because unlike China, that is they're very good at in terms of, at least compared to like the United States, when they want to do something, when they want to build something huge and substantial, they can do it. There's no regulation, there's nothing getting in the way of it. It just, they do it. Mm-hmm. In the United States,
and they don't care who they kill.
Right. We can take 20 years to build a hospital. Well, you can't take 20 years to build a hospital if you need to build a hospital
The thing that, you know, hopefully would eventually happen is people would just start ignoring the government and doing it
themselves. And build their own hospitals? I mean, I don't know. But I would be more concerned to be in the United States, actually, with an outbreak like this than probably China, because China at least does know how to freaking put stuff up, even if it's low quality and whatever else. At least they're building when they're responding to this, and I don't know that the United States would be able to do the same
According
thing.
To the numbers at worldmeters.info, looks like 722 deaths so far in China.
Being reported.
So who knows what the real numbers are. More coming up. Okay. Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You know, those guys over at AnyPay, they're always working on something cool. There's something that they're developing that's going to help make using cryptocurrency in real life even easier than it has already become. And AnyPay has made it possible for businesses all around the planet to start accepting cryptocurrency from their customers, as far away as Thailand, where in Bangkok there's a fair number of AnyPay businesses that have been set up. AnyPay Cash Register is the app you want to go and download at your Google or Apple App Store, and you can set everything up now from within the AnyPay app. They made it super easy. Back when they started a couple of years ago, you had to go to a website first and create an account, and there was more steps involved, and they've just managed to simplify it. And there's a cool new thing they're working on, and I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about it yet, but Chris and I were testing it out last night here in Keene, because we can do that kind of stuff. And it's going to make it possible for you to pay your bill at a restaurant or wherever before they've even punched it into the system. So,
yeah, it was really cool.
It's a pretty cool thing. So you're looking confused, nobody, but that's
how do you
happening.
Know how much to pay?
Well, that's the thing. You would have to know how much to pay.
I think it's a work in progress. Yeah. Let's put it that way. Yeah. And
you know, somebody tells me about software. I think, what are the implementation issues? And that seems like a big one.
Yeah.
But we tested it, and it worked. So it's working.
It did. Yeah. I mean, I think an early prototype is how I would phrase it at this point. But
I'm excited about it. They're doing some cool stuff over there. And you can actually help businesses start accepting cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin Cash and Dash with the AnyPay Cash Register app. And if you do it, you actually get rewarded. If you're the person who set the business up, you can now earn passive income for every purchase made in Bitcoin Cash and Dash at those businesses. So finally, thanks to AnyPay, there's an actual financial incentive to get out there and spread crypto, not just for the good of crypto, which is a fine enough reason to do it, but it's nice that somebody can actually get paid now. So.
Not just the good of crypto, the good of humanity.
Indeed.
Because
that's what crypto's all about.
Fiat money is the root of all evil, so saith the Pope.
Indeed, I agree. AnyPayInc.com is where you can go to learn more. AnyPayInc, AnyPayInc.com. So, Chris, you were telling us that facial recognition is fairly ubiquitous in China.
Yeah.
And that is obviously invasive. It's, you know, big government stuff. But now the same government gang is telling people they have to wear masks. So what's going on?
Yeah. So we didn't have a caller on the line.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Thanks for that.
I was going to say, I think we should go to him first. He's
we should
China.
Go to him
Isn't
first.
He in China
he's not in China right now, but he's gone there a few dozen times in his life.
He's probably able to tell us better than we
yeah.
can.
Gene, the Christian Anarchist, is on the line on our Discord server. Go ahead, Gene.
Yeah, and I could have been stuck in Wuhan right now because that's my wife's home city, and she wanted to go back there for Spring Festival this year, which just started a week ago, and had we gone back, we would be stuck in Wuhan right now.
Yeah, and what is going on with her family? If they're there, then, I mean, are they stuck indoors? Is it a total quarantine situation as it's being made out to be?
A good portion of her family is in the U.S. now, but the ones who are there all seem to be in good health. She does have something like 100 people on her WeChat group that are classmates and stuff from when she went to college there. And everybody seems to be healthy. So,
but is it true that they're stuck indoors, that they're not allowed to leave their homes?
Yes. Yes, there is a quarantine on. Everybody is stuck indoors.
How are they getting food?
I think there are some rules about one person can leave the household every 2 days to go get groceries and stuff like
so
that.
So groceries, you know. Grocery stores are still operating?
They don't just send out for Chinese?
Yes.
Do they just call it food, there, I guess?
there are some deliveries, of course.
Uh-huh.
But the thing that's really strange is now they've got these trucks roaming the streets. Fogging everything. So
that's
I don't know what's
scary.
In this fog
yeah.
that they're using, but they're basically fogging everyone. And I've seen where
insects wouldn't sell.
They would have a tunnel in a building. Like if you're going to enter or leave this building, you would have to go through this tunnel of fog in order to come into the building. So I don't know what those things
are. It's like constant decontamination, it sounds like, because that's what happens when you step out of a high security laboratory.
Yeah.
They have an airlock and they fog you and they douse you with things. And sometimes they have guys with brushes come scrub you off.
So that's
it. Sounds like that's what they're doing.
Of all the numbers, and there are websites where you can go. One's called wuflu.live. That's WUFLU.LIVE, and that one has statistics. And there's also one at Johns Hopkins University. I can't remember that one.
Do you know what the statistics are for the death rate? Because we pulled up some statistics that said it was like 722 as of today, or something like that.
This is 723 723 is the current confirmed deaths. But now that number is a lie.
Right.
That number is a lie. You know, we know that that's not an accurate number. Now they're claiming that there are 334,000 and a half approximately current confirmed cases in mainland China. But keep in mind, there are videos of dead bodies being pulled out of people's apartments and taken off to who knows where. Now, those people are probably not being counted. So they're telling everybody to stay in their homes and basically shelter in place. And then a lot of these people are dying in their homes because they're not able to get health care. So,
basically, frankly, if the government was doing everything it's doing over 700 deaths, it is the most epic overreaction in history, because in epidemiology, 700 deaths is like, it didn't happen.
Yeah.
It's a statistical blip.
Well, and if you look at the statistics on these websites, there's a lot of information you can glean from them, like approximately 3% is fatal, you know, somewhere in that neighborhood between 2 and 5%. So let's say 3% of the cases are fatal. If you look at
originally saying it was like 50% mortality and
up to, I think it could be possibly up to 50%, but we don't know because
what does up to 50% mean?
Well, we only know.
Well,
you want to explain this?
Again, look at the numbers on the website. Yeah. I mean, you know that they're lying about the cases.
That's the thing, we acknowledge that the numbers on the website aren't true. So.
Right, but you can still get some information from it. So it's like everything else. You've got to sort out the truth from the lies. Now, if you look at the deaths that are reported outside of mainland China, if you don't want to trust the Chinese, which I don't because they're going to lie, you can look at the deaths outside of China. And the deaths outside of China are only a handful. There's like 3 people have died outside
of China.
Sure,
but there's also very few infections outside of China as well.
That's another thing. If you look at the graph, they have it on a graph here. If you look at the line of infections and deaths of versus the number of cases, it's actually pretty flat. So I think.
Well, also, how does this compare to just the normal flu? I mean, if you look at, because from what I understand, they're related. The CDC estimates that this flu season, which started in September of last year, there have already been 22 million cases of the flu in the United States, with 210,000 of them hospitalized, and 12,000 people have died in the United States from the flu. But nobody's freaking out over that.
And that's why I say if there are 700, it's epic overreaction.
Yeah, right. So stand by, Gene. If you have more, you can continue with us. And this is Free Talk Live.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet. And you should, too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Don't miss this year's LibertyCon with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, a key witness in the House Democrats' partisan impeachment inquiry, was fired from the National Security Council and escorted out of the White House on Friday. President Trump is cheering the latest jobs figure that shows the United States added 225,000 jobs in the month of January. The president, talking in North Carolina, says his administration is working hard to improve an already strong economy.
Together we're building the most inclusive economy and the most inclusive society ever to exist. We're fighting for great jobs, great education, safe homes, and a limitless future.
The National Transportation Safety Board says there was no evidence of engine failure in the helicopter crash that killed NBA legend Kobe Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter, and seven others. The cause of the crash is still being investigated. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, coming up, we got a pretty entertaining video of a cop being confronted in a parking lot when the tables are turned against this cop. We'll share that with you on the way. With you tonight, it's Ian
and Chris.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And thanks to thank you to Venkman, who is a Free Talk Live Platinum amplifier, meaning that Venkman is supporting Free Talk Live way more than the typical supporter. He's doing $25 a month as a platinum. So thank you so much for that, Bankman. I really appreciate the support because we could use the help getting on more radio stations around the country. The AMP program stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and it is basically our marketing budget. It is our way of reaching out to new radio stations to invite them to listen to Free Talk Live, invite them to become affiliates with the show so they can carry our program as many as 7 nights a week, and some of our stations do. Some stations only take us 1 night a week, but, you know, we'll take what we can get, and we appreciate people like Venkman for making it possible. You can join the AMP program like Venkman and get some cool perks over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. So we've got Gene the Christian Anarchist. He's still on the line with us here on our Discord server. Just kind of weighing in on what's going on in China. Chris, you had started this story about the facial recognition. We ended up talking about coronavirus just kind of generally. I don't know, did we ever even really get to the point of the story in that you know, people are being told that they have to wear masks now, but there's also all these facial recognition requirements.
And no, we definitely didn't get to that.
Right, right.
So but that just, is apparently what's going on from the story.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to hang on for that, Gene, or if you had more to say. Go ahead if you do.
Yeah, a little bit more about the coronavirus because, you know, we're in the healthcare industry. We have a clinic, and I want to compare the statistics regarding deaths and treatment outside of China versus treatment inside of China. Now, if you want a government-run healthcare, that's what you're going to get is what the Chinese have. So if you want a private-run healthcare, you can see what a good portion of the rest of the world has. So if you look at the statistics and take only the deaths or only the cases outside of China, there's something like, I'm just guessing here, looking at the columns, probably about 250 outside of the U.S. that are confirmed cases. Of those, there's only been two deaths. And there's been like 22, yeah, about 22 of them recovered. So you got two deaths versus 22 recovered, and all the others, 250, are still being actively treated. But what I'm getting at is, first of all, this disease is nothing to sneeze at. It is a very bad disease. If you get this disease, it attacks your entire lung, and that's why it's so bad. I had pneumonia once, but I only had it in one segment of the lung, and basically I was in and out of the hospital in one day. But this one here, if you get it, it infects your entire lung, and that is what's so deadly about it. However, it seems like with 20 recovered and two deaths, it's treatable. It's something that can be managed given modern healthcare. But in China, it seems like what they're trying to do with just locking everybody in their homes and everything is not the best situation because people are dying and not being counted because they're just taking the dead bodies out of the apartments and taking them straight to the crematorium, and they're not being counted.
So, I have a question for you. You seem to be a little bit more knowledgeable. So, my understanding is that people are in the hospital though for weeks on end in terms of the.
Well, they're going to be under quarantine for weeks on end if they have it here.
Well,
whether or not they're sick, they'll be in the hospital.
Let me rephrase this. So, people outside of China. Okay, my understanding is that they're being treated, but we're talking about weeks on end in terms of hospitalization.
No, but I'm saying those people won't get out of the hospital for a long, long time, long after they're well, because they're under quarantine. They're not going to let them leave that hospital.
I read there was a 14-day.
They don't quarantine them. After they've recovered, they don't require quarantining. They require quarantining if you've been exposed and you want to make sure that you don't have the disease. Like there's a guy
from
YouTube
the hype level, I would assume they're just holding them.
China.
Aren't they throwing people into detention for 2 weeks?
That's what
just
I've read.
For coming back from
in
China?
The United States, if you are coming
right.
back from the Wuhan province or whatever
but that's
of China,
separate.
You are being quarantined
right.
for 14 days, and then there's some sort of a self
okay. so
quarantine they want you to
that's
do.
Different. Right. That's different than the
yes.
hospitalization thing. So once you
that's just to see if they're sick.
Right.
That's
so once you've been identified as being sick, there's a certain amount of time that you end up spending in the hospital,
sure.
and this is like a week or more in the hospital.
I bet.
And that's a long time. Now, think about it. When you have a large percentage of your population, because this is very, very infectious, needing to be hospitalized, we're not going to have enough beds in the hospitals to take care of all these people.
Nope.
So the death rate, I suspect, is going to go sky high if it becomes a real issue in the United States and spreads like it has in China.
I would be shocked if anybody who had this disease had been released from the hospital. I could be wrong, but I would be shocked. Yes.
Oh yeah, they've been released. There's been several released.
Really?
But the point I'm getting at is it seems like the treatments that we do in the U.S. are being a little bit more effective than what they're doing in China. So
that might be. What do you think of the numbers? This is more kind of like speculation, maybe-ish, but I don't know if speculation is quite the right word, but basically Asians appear to be more affected than other groups of people. Have you heard anything about that?
I've heard that there may be some kind of a connection, but it's too early, I think, to make any kind of a...
Right, and that's why I was saying it's sort of speculative at this point.
So what is your... Now, have you seen, because clearly you've got some medical background, and I really didn't know how seriously to take what I was reading. I read that they had found what looks like cut-and-pasted material from the AIDS virus in the Kung flu.
It's possible that this was a lab experiment going wrong. Because there is a antiviral or a virology lab in Wuhan, China, where all this started.
Yeah,
I don't think it started in the wet market. You know, the story is that it came from the wet market. No, I don't believe that.
Yes.
This is a virus that leaked from one of the labs, and then the lab is nearby the wet market.
Let's just talk about a moment, because this is very much speculation what we were talking about right now. I think even though it seems plausible that could be what happened, there's also other explanations as far as why this virus has traces of AIDS. It's something that could potentially happen naturally. Is maybe the word to use?
Viruses constantly rewrite their own DNA,
right.
And they also propagate as I understand it, invading cells and replacing the cell, the DNA, like replacing the human DNA in a human cell, and then that cell becomes a virus.
Yeah, I'm just saying basically.
If anything's gonna mutate and maybe jack a piece off another living organism, it would probably be a virus.
Yeah, I just wouldn't. Basically, what I'm trying to say is I wouldn't jump to the conclusion that it was bioengineered, but it does seem like a lot of circumstances seem like maybe it could have been.
Well, the geneticist who wrote what I was reading definitely believed that it was genetically engineered and that this was a smoking gun. But all I know is he had the word doctor before his name.
Yeah, there's a couple people like that. Gene, go ahead.
This virus is definitely related to the SARS, which, you know, was about, 12 years ago when that became a big thing and killed a lot of people. It's a related virus to the SARS. And the SARS is no longer killing people. So what I'm saying is that eventually, and it's going to take a few months, but eventually this thing will be contained and it will be beat down. There's already drug combinations that they're using to treat people that seem to be very effective in treating this. So
Gene,
once they get all that figured out.
Thanks for calling tonight with your thoughts here and the expertise from inside the medical field. Appreciate that. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. We can talk about the facial recognition. We got this bad cop video, but entertaining bad cop video. And thankfully, he doesn't beat or kill anybody in this one. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. And we've got the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. As we continue, you can bring up anything that you want. It's Ian, Chris, and Nobody in the studio. Don't forget to check out Nobody on his website, electnobody.com. And Chris over at freedomdecrypted.com, which is his television show, video program, very freedom-oriented tech show. And Nobody's running for governor here.
Yep, electnobody.com.
Check that out when you get a moment. We're going to get to this video with the cop. But, Chris, I don't know if you ever really got to the point of bringing up the coronavirus. In China, you were saying that facial recognition software is being flummoxed now. in China. I'm sorry, I keep forgetting to unmute you. Let's try that again. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, basically, the summary of the story is that it's undermining the policing abilities of China during this coronavirus outbreak, and it's also inhibiting people from actually, like, doing the stuff they need to, like, buy groceries and stuff on the one day out of two, I guess, that they're going out and buying food and things of that nature.
Because they have to show their face to check out at the grocery store?
Right, and I guess they're not allowed to show their face, so they can't check out, or something to that effect.
Yeah, what are they doing?
I don't know.
They can't eat? I mean, there's got to be some sort of workaround here.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm sure it might say somewhere in the story.
I presume that
The non-pedantic, I mean, somebody's going to give.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, either the person's going to say, well, I'm going to take my mask down, or the other person says, well, we're not going to sell it to you and get out of my store. So all of these confrontations have to end one way or the other. Or I won't take my mask down, and or it goes the other way. But, you know, there's four possibilities.
Yeah, I mean, people are unable to unlock their phones in order to make mobile payments with their faces, which is basically how people pay for stuff now in China.
Yeah.
I've been wearing a mask every day recently, and I just want to throw away this phone with face unlock, said one frustrated user who posted on Weibo using an iPhone. Under the current circumstances for the past 2 days, I've been basically wearing a mask all the time, except while sleeping. In times like this, the iPhone's face ID doesn't really work that well, another user wrote. So they're basically going back and forth about how this just isn't working as far as the facial recognition.
The amazing thing is, I mean, it seems like facial recognition software would recognize one person wearing a mask as, you know, the same person wearing the same mask should look the same, right?
The point that which they're using to identify people, though, are no longer there. It's more than just a handset troubles, though. In China, facial recognition is being deployed from train stations and airports to stores and hotels. Some people say they now have trouble entering gated communities protected by facial recognition systems. Just came in through the community gate. I was standing under the facial recognition camera, but it didn't recognize me, one user said. Around 2 minutes later, I realized I was wearing a mask. So, yeah, it sounds like it's making people's lives difficult.
Sure.
And undermining their ability to do, you know, things that we would consider normal and wouldn't necessarily have a problem with in the United States because of all this facial recognition that's being pushed onto Chinese society, probably in big part by the government, but at least in part. But it's not just, you know, China that this is happening. It's happening in other places around the world
as well. You mean facial recognition or mandatory masks?
Facial recognition, getting rid of cash, you know, as a payment, fiat currency, physical currency, in other words. So there's all sorts of problems that will probably occur in other countries if this spreads as well that are too reliant on technology.
You want to share your thoughts? You're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's play this video that Derek J. sent in from the channel on YouTube called Mandy Bales, B-A-L-E-S. Two words, person's name, I presume. It's titled, Arizona Cop Gets Flustered When Questioned at the Station. Here it is.
Who are you?
I'm Detective Mike Jardine.
Oh, yeah? What are you working on?
What's going on outside in a parking lot, apparently right outside of the department itself, where this man with the camera confronts the plainclothes officer here, officer dressed in sort of a dress shirt and a tie.
It doesn't matter what I'm working on. I'm asking you, what are you doing here taking pictures?
Where have you been today? Have you been here all day, or have you been out and about a little bit?
The look on the cop's face.
I'm asking
the cop looks so confused. He's not used to this.
Yeah. I'm asking
the guy who sounds like a cop. The guy asking the questions is the non-cop.
That's right. He's the man behind the camera.
For those of you not watching this on video.
I'm asking you the questions, and this is what the guy says to the cop. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
He doesn't say anything that cops haven't said to me.
He's literally reiterating what the cop would say to your typical citizen.
Right. He's pulling it right out of the textbook for sure.
Right.
Where have you been today?
No,
have you been here?
I'm asking the questions. You're on this property.
Yeah.
You're on this property, so you need to answer my questions.
Are you drunk? Why are you slurring your words today? Have you been to the bar today at all?
who are you?
Now, there are a few cuts in this video, so I don't know what
there's a longer one
has been cut out.
This is the good parts, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, most of these things are going to end up with highlights reels.
Yeah.
Bar.
It seems like I'm
cop left too fast.
Yeah.
Investigator.
Investigator for who?
Investigative journalist at all.
Working on a fraud case. That's okay. Where I've been.
Okay. Have you been to the bar at all today?
No.
Okay. You got any drugs on you? Have you used any drugs today?
What a ridiculous question.
That's not a ridiculous question.
Deputy Hannis, you know who this guy is?
So another cop comes out while this is happening and starts to kind of load up his vehicle, and that's when this guy turns to the other cop and asks if he knows who this guy is.
Do you know where he's been today?
I don't keep tabs on him.
Okay.
On the about.
Do you know what time his shift started?
On me.
No, it's on my head.
Okay. Does he usually drink on the job, or no?
No?
Not that anybody knows of for sure. Have you guys ever breathalyzed him while he's been on the job? Would you submit?
Now, the other cop looks amused.
Yeah.
Yeah, he really does.
You can't really see their faces. It's kind of low resolution. But...
So this one guy is, like, so serious, and the other guy is just laughing hysterically.
Yeah.
Is
a breathalyzer for me right now?
You're ridiculous. You know that? You've got about 5 minutes to get out of here.
And you know
five whole minutes.
That
you guys
cop has
for five
asked.
Whole minutes.
You know that cop has asked those very questions in 10,000 traffic stops before he became a detective.
Oh, for sure.
So it's really amusing to hear him say, these are ridiculous questions that I've pestered you with 100 times. And that's why I don't answer these things anymore. I'm just like, I answer with I don't have to answer your question.
I would have asked him when he gets mad, is he on steroids? Because, you know, rage is a common thing.
Yeah.
Roid rage. And then I would ask him, do you beat your wife too? Because obviously we know that that's a thing that happens a lot with cops. They beat their wives.
Well, know the cops have a 40% spouse abuse, right? You beat your wife recently?
Very high statistically.
Are you still beating your wife? Have you there stopped you beating your wife?
Or what? You're on...
My property.
This isn't your property.
Shut the hell up. Get out of here now.
What'd you say?
I said shut up and get out of here.
No, you get out of here now.
Hey, you better get your boy. Get your butt back in your office.
He's yelling that to the other cop. Here we go.
Do your job.
You shut up and get out of here.
You get your butt back in your office and do your job.
You get your ass back in there. You don't look back here again.
As he's walking away.
He's walking away.
I'll be watching you. You are now under investigation.
To be clear, it has not been proven that Mike Jardine is or was drinking on the job.
There we go. Pretty good.
Oh, that was hilarious.
And it was nice of him to say that because, you know, the cops never admit they're wrong. The prosecutors never admit they're wrong. I was talking to this case that where they were returning my machete.
Mm-hmm.
It was hilarious because they asked the prosecutor, "So are you saying it's not a weapon?" And the prosecutor was like, "I don't know." And he had to stop the trial and call his office to ask them if it was a weapon. And apparently his office said no. But they never admit that they're wrong. So it was nice of him to include in the end of that video at least saying, hey, it's not proven that he was drunk.
Right? This is true. All right, we're out of time for tonight, but you can join us tomorrow. And online, you'll find us in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. Don't forget to hop onto our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm, where the chat continues pretty much around the clock. We'll see you tomorrow. freetalklive.com.
What good is living in a free society if you don't live a free life? Being stuck in a job or being locked into a relationship, but you're not free to do what you want. I'm Caleb Jones, and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.